The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Samach. The Mishnah here in the Dharma Daf Samach says, Kainim Yain Shani Toyim Hayoim. Someone makes a neder that he's not going to drink wine Hayoim today. So the Mishnah says, Einei Osir El Achetechshach. It's Osir to drink wine, but Hayoim means today, until the day is over. The day is over when at Shkia, when it gets dark out, Shkia at Seis, and the day is finished, and that's the beginning of the next day. And at that point in time, it will be mutter for him to drink wine. So the Gemara says on this, Amar Yirmiyahu, that it's not good enough l'cheshetachshach. After it gets dark, then you would think that then, according to the Mishnah, would be able to drink wine right away. No, tzoruch she'elu l'chochom. You have to ask, go to a chacham and be shoyl on your nether, and the chacham will be mat to your nether, and then you'll be able to drink. So the Gemara asks, my time up. Why is there such a halacha? If somebody said, I'm not going to drink wine today, so he means today the day is over. So why would he have to be shoyl? Why would he have to go ask a chacham to be mat to his nether if the nether is already over? So the Gemara says that it's a gzeir. That if somebody were to say that kainim yain shani toim yoim echad, if someone were to say that I'm not going to drink wine yoim echad one complete day, on one complete day, it means not only till it gets dark. One complete day means one day starting from whenever he wants to start. So that would extend past Shkia and Teis Rechavim into the night. So therefore, because of Xera, even though not Mikra Adin, the nether is over Mishatech Shach, but also Xera, because of Xera, therefore the Gemara says you should ask a Chacham. So the Ran over here says that this halacha has a potential application, a very practical application. Because even though, generally speaking, people don't make promises in the Dharam not to drink wine or not to do certain things on specific days, not so common. However, what is more common is for somebody to accept upon himself to fast a tainis yochid. So the Ran says that he says mashanogu achshuv, that the custom today is that if somebody accepts upon himself a tainis yochid, so the custom is that we fast, and a person begins fasting from the beginning of the day, malois hashachar, and he fasts until it gets dark, until nightfall, and that's it. Afterwards, the fast is over. The fast is over, and like our Tainasin, most Tainasin that we fast besides for Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are only from when it starts to get light in the morning until it gets dark in the evening, and not the complete night and day period that's considered a Yom in the Torah. Still, we only fast this amount. So the Ran says, in such a situation, so you would think that this Gemara really should apply. That when it gets Mishatachshach, when the fast is over, so a person should be chayiv, he should be obligated to go to the chacham and be shoyl on his nether, because there's a gzeira to if somebody said yoim zeh. So the Ran brings down teretz from the Rashba that kindness is different. Fast days are different because fast days are not a regular standard category of a nether, because a fast day is something, the kiyum of the tainis is something a chachamim established. There's a takaras chachamim that there's such a concept of a fast day, and the fast works, it takes care of averus for whatever inyonim that fasts work, that tainisim work. And when the chachamim chazah or kaiveh, what is the duration of time of the fast day? They said that the fast day only lasts from the beginning of the morning, from alois hashachar, until it gets dark. And there is no such thing as a fast day that lasts an entire day. So therefore, there's no need for a person to be shoyl on his nether, because it has nothing to do with the category of a nether. Now, what we see from the Rashba and the Ran, it would seem that the concept of a fast, the concept of a tainus, is not a normal nether. When a person, even though the halach is a person is supposed to be accept upon himself a tainus, there is a nether, a certain element of nether when a person accepts upon himself to fast. And it's brought to Gemara, says that by the person is supposed to be mekabel to fast the day before by mincha. Still, nevertheless, it would seem that a fast day is not a standard promise, a standard neder that a person makes that he's not going to eat for a specific period of time. There's actually a mahus, a new category, a new type of day, a type of iser of eating on a fast day that applies aside from the regular category of nadar. Manifest itself? Where do we find that there is a practical difference between what a tainis is between when somebody accepts upon himself to fast and when somebody stam makes a neder that he's not going to eat for a certain amount of time? So the question would be like this: what would be if somebody makes a neder that he's not going to eat for a certain period of time? He's not going to drink wine. He's not going to eat for a certain time period. Today, whatever it is. What happens if he goes and he forgets, or bemazed he goes and he eats, and he drinks wine? He's over on his nether. So when he's over on his nether, so he's an avarin. He did an aver. But the fact that he's over on his nether right now doesn't affect the fact that the rest of the day he's still also to eat. He's also to drink wine, whatever he made his nether. If somebody makes a nether that he's not going to eat the entire day, the fact that he ate breakfast is not going to allow him to go eat lunch. It's not, one has nothing to do with the other. He made a nether not to eat. So he's not allowed to eat. So each moment and each second that he made the debt, that he wanted to apply his nether, is separate. Every single minute is a separate moment on itself, and it's a separate nether that he's not going to eat during this time. However, by a tainus, it would seem that a fast day doesn't work like that. By a fast day, the idea of fasting on a specific time period is not just that a person should go the entire day without eating. It's to aggregate the fact that over the course of the day he hasn't eaten and he spent the entire day not eating. That is the kiyum mitzvah, whatever mitzvah it is, if it's a mitzvah in a Torah, mitzvah in the Rabbanan, takanos chacham, the mitzvah of a person to fast means that he should fast the entire day. Therefore, if this is the way we understand what a tainus is, what would happen if somebody forgot and he started to eat on a fast day? Once he began eating, so then he's finished, the day is over. He cannot continue and say, well, I ate now, but the rest of the day I'm going to fast. The fast day by definition means a day during which a person did not eat. He will not have any kiyum of having fasted on this day if at the end he ate. So in such a situation, you would say that even if somebody was mekawa on himself to fast, and now that he ate, he cannot continue his fast the rest of the day. He's not considered a fast day. Might so we find that it's not so simple. However, there is a very strong smach in halacha for at least for being mekayim this far. But halacha is like this. The Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim in Siman Tov Kuf Samaches Sif Aleph that if somebody made a neder that he's going to fast Yom Echad, he's going to fast one day, and he didn't specify what day he's going to fast. He said he made a neder that one day he's going to fast, and now he decides that tomorrow is the day he's going to fast. So now he wakes up today in the morning and he says, I'm going to fast this day. And then it was shochach ba'ochel, he forgot, and he ate on this day that he already designated to be the fast day to mekayim his neder that he was going to fast. So Shulchan Aruch paskins that his fast is over. Ovad tanisoy, this day is not considered a fast day. And umashlim yoyim acher, he has to start fasting in order to mekayim his neder. He has to fast a different day. So we see from this case of the Shulchan Aruch that a fast day by definition is a day which you fasted the entire day. The fact that you said that you made a neder, well, there's one day that I'm not going to eat, no, it doesn't make a difference. He was over, he's mevatel, it's finished. So in order to be considered a fast day by definition is a day, a complete day where a person did not eat. However, the Shulchan Aruch over there says that's only if somebody made a neder that he's not going to fast on a general day, and he didn't specify which day. If somebody made a neder and he said, I'm going to fast this specific day, Yom Zeh, the specific day or the week of the month or whatever it is that a person is going to fast, even if he forgot or even if on purpose he went and he ate on that day, the halacha is that he still is ushered to eat for the rest of the day. So we find that there is a concept of a tainus where even though he ate, he's not allowed to continue eating. So some type of fast days when he ate, he's allowed to continue eating. And some type of fast days when he ate, he's not allowed to continue eating. So how do we understand this difference? The answer is that if somebody, the difference is not in the makeup of what a tainus is, that there's two different types of fast days. The fast day, it would seem, is the type of day where a person does not eat for the entire day. However, if a person made a promise to fast on a specific day, so then included in that nether is that he's not going to eat the entire day. So because of the halachic nether shiva, he's not allowed to eat the entire day. And once he's specified this day, it's not possible for him to be mekayim his nether on any other day. And therefore, the reason he would not be allowed to continue eating would be because there is no other day that he could use to be mekayim his nether. And the halach is the same with on a tainus tzibur, which is nikba. This tainus tzibur has to be done on a specific day. If somebody were to forget and eat on what are the days of a tainus tzibur, he can't say, well, now that I'm not fasting anymore, what's the difference? Once I already ate, I can't eat. Because once there is a takana that a person is mechuyev to fast, that takana, or takana on the rabbin, that the mechuyev to fast would include each and every second and each and every moment of the tainus, and even then on that day, a person would not be allowed to eat, even though he forgot and began eating on the fast.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.